This podcast is a place for sharing, where all are welcome to come and be. So let the spell protect us all from harm, from fear, and from negativity. I create a safe and sacred space. I call upon the powers of night, banishing all harmful energy and bathing us in purest light. The circle and spell are now complete. May all who enter here be safe, and may all who leave here be blessed, forever bonded in faith. Blessed be. What's up, my witches? It is Xander, and this is The Ethereal Path, and you have found the second part of the second two-parter episodes, because basically my ass went off for so long yesterday that I was dragging, and I just literally could not finish the episode, because I was just so fucking tired. But anywho, so we were talking about a new moon spell that's going to be coming up soon. So I'm going to take a quick minute. We're going to get the beginning part out of the way, and then we will jump right back into where we left off. Obviously, like I said, this is the part two of a two-parter episode. So if you haven't listened to part one, make sure you go back and do that first. Hey guys, it's Xander, and I need you to do me a favor. When you can, or right now, please take a minute and go to all of the Ethereal Path social media accounts and hit like and subscribe. Content creators like myself need those likes and clicks to support what we do. From my humble little podcast to major productions like Devils in the Dark, oh my god, Helen and Danny, I love you so much. We count on all of you guys to keep us going. We do what we do because of you, and we want to spread our message to everyone who wants to hear it. No matter the size, every click truly does matter. So please, take a few seconds, hit our social media pages, and click all of those good buttons. It really does make a significant difference on our end, and we cannot thank you enough, especially me. So let's get back to it. So when we left off, we were going to talk about the colors and crystals and where we're going to go from there. So the color combination that we're going to be using for this next spell, we're going to start with green. So green is the color of growth, abundance, prosperity. It's, you know, definitely often associated with money and wealth. It is the color of the heart chakra. It is also said to attract money and success. Some of the stones that, you know, are possible for use could be an emerald. Said to promote financial growth and abundance. Jade is said to bring good luck and prosperity. Malachite is said to attract money and protect against financial loss. Green aventurine, which is what we use in association with the heart chakra, it's one of the stones, I should say, we use in association with the heart chakra, can just, you know, make sure that, you know, you're setting the right intention, and that you're, you know, if you're asking for things like, you know, we're going to be asking for money, you know, that you're asking for the right reasons, you're going to do the good things with it, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So basically, you're kind of giving yourself a fail safe of like, you know, if I don't do this right, or, you know, I do something naughty with it, then, you know, the money's either going to be taken from me, or it's never going to come to me in the first place, you know. It's all about that belief in the universe, and it's all about that, you know, belief that, you know, your perception becomes reality. And, you know, I'm not talking about like escaping from reality or, you know, anything like that, but, you know, you truly have to have faith. You truly have to believe it. And, you know, this is why, you know, and not to get too far off topic, but, you know, when people start getting into like, you know, the religious debate, or, you know, like any sort of like, you know, just debate along like, you know, belief systems, or, you know, regardless of whether it's, you know, largely about to do with religion, but, you know, doesn't have to be, the two are definitely not mutually exclusive, but, you know, you sometimes just have to have faith in something. And, you know, sometimes, you know, and, you know, especially when it comes to a religious thing, like, you know, like Wicca, like, you know, you just have to have faith that this is actually working, and the universe is out there working for you, and, you know, the things that are coming to you, or the things that you're getting, are either, you know, for your best intentions, or they're protecting you, you know, that you, you know, may have something withheld from you so that, you know, you don't get hurt in the process. You know, there's a million different reasons. And so, you know, again, it's one of those things where, you know, I always like to put up this, you know, what the fuck is the word I'm looking for? You know, the little asterisk that I always put up, my disclaimer. Thank you there. I'm like, fuck, God, you can tell I'm tired. It's like, you know, you always want to put out the disclaimer that, you know, it's like you're kind of, you've got to be able to look at it from both perspectives. Like, you know, obviously we're going to be asking for money. So we're going to be asking for something tangible. We're going to be asking for something measurable. You know, like you will know if money comes your way or if it doesn't. But on the other side of it, or in the esoteric side of it, you know, basically, you know, what's going on from the universe's perspective and the universe's work is like, okay, well, if you know your heart is pure and you're going to be using this money for the right intentions, like, you know, paying off bills, you know, making, you know, your life better, you know, going back to school, you know, whatever your, you know, intention for this money, you know, may be, or the, you know, the success and protection that we're going to have going along with it, because, you know, we're not just asking for one thing here, but you know that your heart is in the right place and that you're doing it for the right reasons. Whereas if, you know, even way deep down inside, you get that whole, you know, like, you know, just something's not right, or, you know, you secretly harbor a deeper ill will or whatever, you know, then the spell's just not going to work. Like, the money's not going to come to you. So again, you know, this is why I always say, you know, you may have wondered why I started this where I started it, and talking about, you know, ways to improve yourself and ways that, you know, we can become better people, and how, you know, Wiccan practices, you know, flow into, like, you know, different business models of everyday life and ways to be better people, and, you know, different psychological things, and, you know, it all comes to kind of comes together as one big thing. And like I said, when I started noticing the Wiccan themes through, that's what made me start this podcast. But, you know, it's also one of those things of, you know, again, you've got to do the introspective work and the work on yourself first before you do any sort of external work, because what's in your heart is going to be reflective. And again, you know, following the rule of three, you know, if you know, if you send something out there in the world that's harmful, and it's going to come back to you threefold. And again, we've all been on the receiving end of it. It is not fun. So moving on, the next color that we're going to be working with is going to be some shade of yellow. Yellow represents the sun, represents creativity, intelligence, and success. Again, this is actually often associated with money and wealth. The yellow crystals are said to attract money and success as well. Citrine is one of the specific ones that I'll be using. It's said to attract wealth and abundance. And again, you know, citrine is where it is related to your solar plexus chakra. Amber is another good one. It is said to promote financial security and prosperity. Yellow topaz is supposed to attract money and success. Gold, obviously, because it is the color of wealth and prosperity, it's obviously associated with money and abundance. Gold crystals are said to attract money and success as well. You know, it is also the God color. You know, so pyrite is said to attract wealth and abundance. Goldstone, promote financial success. Tiger's eye, which is what we'll probably be using, is said to attract money and protect us from financial loss, you know, and that's related to our sacral chakra as well. So silver, color of the moon, representing the divine feminine, the representing intuition, psychic ability, and manifestation, often associated with money and wealth. Silver crystals are said to attract money and success. Some of them are moonstone, which is to promote financial abundance. Clear quartz, which is the stone I'll be using, is to amplify energy and manifest desires. It actually lists amethyst as a silver, which I found this was interesting when I was doing some research. And it's because of the threads of silver that are woven through the purple, but it is said to attract wealth and protect against financial loss. And basically, you know, amethyst is very fucking purple if you don't know what amethyst is. But it's like I said, it is supposedly with the silver threads that are woven through that gives it that attraction and that link with, you know, money and psychic abilities and success and manifestation, because again, gold and gold or gold and silver, you know, color of the goddess and god respectively, both are symbolic of money, both are symbolic of wealth and success. And if you think about it, you know, the silver that runs through the amethyst, well, you know, I mean, amethyst is pretty fucking purple. Like, I never would have picked that as a silver color. That's why I'm like, you know, like when I found this, I was like, I have to throw this in here because this little cocktail fact just absolutely like blows my mind. But it makes so much sense, and it's one of those, you know, I love when I have those like aha moments and I get to share them with you guys, because this is, you know, me finding out new stuff and just, you know, like insta sharing it basically, for lack of a better term. But you know, you can also say the same with lapis lazuli and the color blue, because you know, lapis has, you know, threads of gold running through it, and you know, again, it's said that every lapis stone out there is unique. But if you think about it, you know, lapis is the it's the stone of our throat chakra, but it can help you also in financial success. It can help you with money. And you know, I even think about the, you know, story I tell of, you know, when I put the lapis, you know, stone on, and you know, I went out for the job interviews, you know, and I got the two interviews in the same day, and you know, it, you know, I never really made the association with it until, you know, I read this, you know, about the amethyst, that basically the gold kind of like amplified it with money and success, because of the blue color with the throat chakra and of the gold color combined, you know, to amplify money, success, especially when, you know, it comes to wealth and prosperity. Same thing with the amethyst. So, you know, amethyst, we associate purple with, you know, psychic abilities and intuition and things like that. So if there's silver running through the amethyst, you know, basically, that's what silver represents. So silver is not only representing psychic abilities and manifestation and, you know, making things happen, but so is purple. So you're basically getting, you know, like a dual stone. It's almost like, you know, double the bang for your buck. And then, you know, with the silver thread you get running through about, you know, the financial success and abundance and money and everything like that, you know, again, it's almost kind of like in those two stones, the lapis and the amethyst, that, you know, money is like the supporting factor, or success is the supporting factor. But the stone either has to deal with like communication or psychic ability. So it's almost kind of like, which track do you want to take? But either way, you can kind of almost like double use the stones. And I just absolutely found that fascinating. So I just kind of had to throw that in here. White is going to be the final color that I really want to talk about, because basically this is going to be one of the last stones that we're going to use. So white is the color of purity, new beginnings, and fresh starts. It's often associated with money and wealth. White crystals are said to attract money and success that are clear quartz, because it amplifies the manifestations and desires. Diamond, because it's wealth and prosperity. You know, let's be real, if we were using diamond in the spell, we might be going a whole different route. Or selenite, because it is used to cleanse and purify energy, creating space, new opportunities. You know, again, when you're choosing crystals for a money spell, it is critical to consider your own personal beliefs and goals, what you're going to try to get out of this. White is really more of an enhancement stone in this aspect. So white is going to be the stone that we use for, basically, it's going to just kind of give it a little bit of a boost. You know, it kind of depends on which way you want to go with it. Now, we've talked about black and white and how it's like, you know, the beginning and the end, you know, the polar opposite colors, you know, as above, so below, you know, as within, so without, you know, all, you know, the hermetic principles, everything like that. When I do the spell, I'm actually going to sub out for a black crystal, because with black representing, and I'm specifically going to be using a piece of obsidian, but you know, with black representing beginnings and the root chakra and the foundational part of, you know, what I'm trying to do, you know, for my own personal reasons for casting the spell, it's a little bit more appropriate that I swap out for a black crystal. Now, again, when it comes to color magic, you know, black and white are both the representations of the absence of and the blending of all crystals and colors at the same time. So you're gonna get that amplification, because obsidian is a massive amplifier as well. So it's not like the obsidian's not gonna do the work that the white crystal would do, but in my spell that I want to cast that I'm gonna be presenting, basically it's a little more personal to me. So when I say black crystal, it's gonna be for protection, grounding, and negativity. You can definitely get the same representation with white crystal. Again, I would highly recommend going with clear quartz as it's one of the chakra crystals, and it does represent your crown chakra. So again, if you feel, I'll actually throw it up to you and give you the, well, I mean, it would be up to you anyway. But I'll kind of give you the choice. If you're looking to start something new, like I am, or starting something new to get a little more specific, then I would say go with a black crystal for your amplifier. If you're gonna be basically kind of working on enhancing something that is already currently in play, then I would say use a white crystal as your amplifier, because you're enhancing something that's already going. And if you don't know what to use, just kind of go with your gut. Or if you want to use one of each, go with one of each. I keep it at three because three is the magical number. But again, there's no reason why you can't do four. Like, and again, because you can't have black without white, you can even make the excuse of, well, if I'm gonna have a black crystal, I'm gonna have a white crystal, and they kind of just become they kind of count as one. So there you go. There's your rationale. It works. So I'm gonna get everything prepped. So basically, here is what you should have. You should have your rosemary, you should have your lavender, you should have your basil, you should have your basil. I fucking did it again. I knew I was gonna do it. I swore up and down, left, right, and center for yesterday that I was not gonna motherfucking do it. But you should have your basil. So again, your herbs are gonna be your rosemary, your lavender, and your basil. You're gonna have a green crystal, a yellow crystal, and a black or white crystal. In my case, I'm gonna be using green aventurine, I'm gonna be using citrine, and I'm gonna be using obsidian. You want to have pen, piece of paper. You want to have a white candle. Let's do a quick run through of what everything's going to be representing. So the white candle is going to be representing new beginnings and fresh starts. Green crystal, growth, abundance, and prosperity. Yellow crystal is going to be for success, for creativity, success, and intelligence. Black crystal for protection, grounding, and vanishing negativity. The rosemary oil and basil are all associated with protection, cleansing. Rosemary specifically to represent strength and focus, lavender for peace and relaxation. Now, again, you can use oil forms of those, you can use the actual herbal forms, you can use crystals and oils. You can do whatever you think that is the most specific to you. Now, one thing that I want to say is that with the candle magic, so if you have a main candle, like I do. Basically, what you want to do is you want to light the main candle when you begin the circle casting. And if you're going to be using a secondary, like specific candle for this spell, then I would hold off until you get to that part of the spell. So like if you're going to use like a chime candle, then I would wait until then. If you kind of have one candle that's like a cover all, light it whenever you feel is the most appropriate. Again, this is where that what you or how, what and how you practice really gets part really comes down to you. So I'm gonna take a quick break. I am gonna get myself into a good place, and then we are gonna start a magic spell. Hey guys, so I said I was going to start paying it forward. So I want to pump a new podcast that I've either been listening to or have listened to or are currently listening to every week. And this week I actually picked The Retrievals, produced by Serial Productions and the New York Times. It is the story of the women who went to the Yale Fertility Clinic and a nurse had stolen fentanyl and replaced it with saline. So they went through infertility egg retrievals with absolutely no pain medication whatsoever. And the nurse nurses who were there during the procedure who thought they were giving them fentanyl, but they were actually giving them saline because this one nurse had stolen, had basically stolen the medication. It is one of, as a nurse, it is one of the craziest stories I've ever heard. As a human being, it is definitely one of the craziest stories I've ever heard. And as a guy, I could not even imagine the physical, emotional pain that these families, especially these women, went through. But the fact that they are so brave and coming forward to tell their story is just absolutely incredible. So if you really want to get into a very deep, emotional, heavy podcast, I definitely recommend it. Again, it's called The Retrievals. It's produced by Serial Productions and the New York Times. It was just dropped recently, maybe just a couple weeks ago. So it's not that old. The story is fairly fresh. I'm sure a lot of people talk about it. I'm sure a lot of people have already heard it. But again, you know, there is a lot of triggering material. So, you know, kind of be in a happy place when you listen to it, because it is a crazy, sad, amazing story. And again, I just have the utmost respect for the women and the people who came to tell their stories. So please go listen to it. Again, that's The Retrievals by Serial Podcasts and New York Times. Okay, so I was trying to figure out what the best way to do this was, and the first way that I'm going to do this is I'm actually going to give you the spell first. So the reason that I'm going to give you the spell first is because basically as I guide you through the ritual of the spell and how it's going to go, you already have the physical words that you want. So now if you don't want to use my words and you want to use the spell in your, or you know, you want to write your own spell, you want to try your own thing, by all means, absolutely go ahead, do your thing. It's all good. But again, if you don't have the words, or you know, you want to borrow the spell that I'm going to cast, then I will give it to you here. Now I'm actually going to present it in different ways. So the first one, it's going to be a simple spell, and you can basically break this down into traditional, and you can break this down into the different sections, and we'll talk about that in a second. Now if you're more of a traditionalist, I'm going to keep a complex spell. It's totally spake and rhyme. It's basically the same thing, either version you go for. Now I will admit I did have a little help from the bard, because we know I am totally obsessed with the merging of Wicca and AI technology. I am actually probably going to do my next episode on it, because I am finding this like so super fucking fascinating. But I did run this through Google Bard, you know, and I got some, you know, hits, and it kind of helped me, like, you know, basically make the skeleton of what I wanted to say. And then, you know, I tweaked them and, you know, added sections and took things out and rearranged stuff and yada, yada, yada. So I cannot take full credit. I did have AI help. But, you know, again, this is, you know, I definitely use it just to mainly get the outline of the spell. So the first thing is, when we're doing the simple spell, it's going to be broken down into a couple of sections. And I'm going to present that to you in two ways as well. So there's going to be the incantation section, then there's going to be a visualization, then there's going to be affirmations, then there's going to be your intentions, then there's going to be your actions, and then there's going to be your conclusions. So I'm going to give you the words first, okay? So basically, I'm going to give you the spell, and then we're going to break that spell down into the different categories. Then I'm going to give you the full-on, you know, big old spake and rhyme. If you're feeling, you know, like a pro, like let's do this shit, then I'm going to give you the big bad daddy. Again, either way, both spells going to do the same thing. So you know, there's no right or wrong answer. Go with what you feel, you know, is going to work best for you. Couple things to make this as effective as possible. So, you know, you want to find a quiet place where you're not going to be disturbed. You know, if you want to use the addition of other things like candles, incense, anything else that might help focus your energy, like if you have an athame or a chalice you want to bring into it, by all means. Visualize your financial success as vividly as possible. You want to be using clear and concise language when you're reciting this or any other spell. believe in yourself and believe in your ability to achieve your goals. If you go into this thinking that it's not going to work, it's not going to work. Okay, so you have to have faith going into it. Again, 'tis better to rush upon this blade than enter the circle with fear in your heart. How do you enter? You know, so ask yourself that question. How do you enter? Do you enter with any fear or any doubt, or are you coming in with perfect love and perfect trust? Because if you're not coming in with perfect love and perfect trust, this spell is not going to work. You know, so just always remember that. Be patient and persistent. For some people who do this, it's gonna manifest very fucking quickly. For others, it's gonna take a minute. Just be patient, be persistent, but keep that faith. It's hard as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. Being a witch is not fucking easy. It truly is not. Like, you know, if everyone could just sprinkle some fucking herbs around and do some, you know, say some words and do some shit, this world would be a ridiculously fucked up place. Do I wish it was like Harry Potter? Abso-fucking-lutely. But it is not that way. So again, you have to believe, and you have to be persistent, and you have to be patient. And let me tell you, patience is not a virtue that I was born with. So if you have any doubts that you can do this, trust me, I have zero fucking patience. The husband can attest to it. But if I can do it, you can do it. Trust me, I have faith in you. Don't give up. Don't give up on your dreams. This is what we're doing this for. Be specific. So when we're talking about financial success, instead of saying things like, I want to be rich, it's like, I want to have, be specific. I want to have a net worth of $1 million, or I want to get a $1 million paycheck from the lottery. And again, it's that whole, if it is meant to happen, it is definitely going to happen. If it is not, it is not. And Trey Trey has just joined us in the studio where this is the first, and he's never going to make it with the door shut. So I am going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Plus, I need to run another ad anyway, so this is perfect timing. Have you ever wondered if you're on the right path? Do you feel like you need some guidance? Let Ethereal Path help you on the next step of your spiritual journey. Whether it's a tarot card reading, spell creation, chakra stone set, or a customized item, Ethereal Path can meet almost all of your Wiccan and esoteric needs. Visit ethereal-path.com to learn more. Don't forget that dash, it's super important. That's ethereal-path.com. Blessed be. Okay, I apologize for that. As my listeners know, me familiar Lukey is chilling at the foot of my desk. Dre Dre came popping his head though. We're supposed to be in storms tonight, so didn't know if he was actually storming away or what was going on, but we got it all straightened out, so it's all good. Sorry, I was totally playing with the mute thing on my phone there for a second. Oh my God, I get so easily distracted. I love it. Okay, so where were we? Hold on, let me find my place in my notes here. Oh, there we go. So again, you want to be specific. Like, you don't want to say things like, I want to be rich. You want to say, I want $1 million. Okay, but you got to be realistic about it. Don't try to manifest too much money too quickly. Start small, gradually increase as you go. Because let's be real, we're not all going to win the Powerball. Okay, we're not all going to have, some great Uncle Henry who lived to be 112 that owns this massive estate in England and is, fifth in line to the throne, who is just going to suddenly die and leave his, unknown American heir, billions of dollars. Not going to fucking happen. Because you have to be able to take action towards your goal. So you have to be able to do something to make your goal manifest. So again, this is why I say, you have to be specific, but you also have to really, really think, like, what the hell am I actually trying to achieve? Because you have to be able to take steps towards reaching your goal. Basically, you got to kind of meet the universe halfway, okay? And again, be patient. Sometimes, spells, I'm telling you right now, if you have gotten this far, hopefully you have learned one thing, and if it is nothing else, it is that spells will work when they want to work. And there is no damn way of making it any other way. Okay, like, It's like 99% of pregnancies. Okay, let's be real. That baby is gonna come when it's ready to come. Like, yes, I understand we can schedule C-sections. Yes, I understand we can induce labor and all that. But still, at the end of the day, 99% of the time, that baby's gonna come when it's gonna come. And then no matter how much you do and how much you breathe and how much you stretch and how much you get into water baths, will it help? Yes. Is he gonna come out or she gonna come out before they're ready? Absolutely not. Because would you get out of that water bed? Oh, hell no. And biggest thing, you have to believe in yourself. If you don't believe that you are worthy of the financial success, then it's not gonna happen. Because if you believe you're in yourself, then the universe is gonna believe in you too. So again, it's that perfect love and perfect trust. 'Tis better to rush upon this blade. So again, the first way we're gonna do this, I'm gonna give you the words. Okay, so here are the words of the spell. It is, I call upon the powers of the universe to bring me financial success and more. I open my heart and mind to receive the abundance that is rightly mine in store. I see myself surrounded by money. It is all around me, freely watching it flow. I am grateful for the wealth of my life, and I know that it will only grow. I am a magnet for money. It flows to me like a river. I am prosperous. I am successful. I am abundant. Money comes to me in all forms, and I use it wisely for good. I intend to use my money to create a better life for myself and for others. I will invest it wisely and make it grow. I will be generous with my money and help others in need. I will take steps to manifest my financial success. I will set goals and work towards them. I will be patient and persistent. I will believe in myself and my ability to achieve my goals. I am grateful for the financial success that is coming to me. I know that I deserve it. I am ready to receive it. I am open to all the good that the universe has to offer, and with a spell, I believe it. So mote it be. Okay, so that is the simple version of the spell. Okay, so we're gonna break it down to into the parts now. So the incantation part. Okay, so the incantation is when you're saying, I call the powers of the universe to bring me financial success and more. I open my heart and mind to receive the abundance that is rightfully mine and in store. That's your incantation. That is what we're calling the universe to do. That's what we're calling our spirit guides to help us with. That is what we're telling the universe we want to have happen. The God, goddess, and God, we're basically putting everyone on notice. Okay. The visualization part, and this is where you want to focus on it, but you want to bring it to life with words. You see yourself surrounded by money. It is all around me, freely watching it flow. I am grateful for the wealth of my life, and I know that it will only grow. So, take a moment and think on those words. See yourself surrounded by money. And whether it's, just your checkbook going up and you're sitting there like J.K. Rowling on the day the seventh Harry Potter book came out and you're just hitting refresh every fucking minute at midnight. Because Lord knows if I was her, that's what the fuck I would be doing. Or you're Scrooge McDucking it in your money bin, because Lord knows if I had enough, that's what the hell I would be doing. Because I wonder if that would actually hurt. I know the gold would hurt, so it would totally have to be dollar dollar bills, y'all. Hence the reason for the title of this episode, which I just was thought was funny as fuck. But it's one of those things, like, I wonder like how bad that would actually hurt to just like head dive into paper money like that. But anyway, that needed to be on Mythbusters, but if you can only imagine. And like, I never watched this show anyway, so who gives a fuck? Now for your affirmations. When you get to your affirmations part, stop and think about each one as you say it, and as you say it, I want you to visualize it. Okay, so magnet for money flows to me like a river, prosperous, successful, abundant comes to me in all forms, use it wisely and for good. When you say each of those lines, I want you to visualize that affirmation. And you can take as literal as you want. Like, if you want to visualize yourself that like you are a big old magnet and like money is like straight up coming at you do you, boo. Or if you, like I said, if you just want to visualize like you're sitting in front of your computer watching your bank account balance go up, cool. But get creative, get lost in those affirmations. And if your mind wanders into some stupid ass territory, Lord knows mine does. If you haven't figured that out, you really haven't been paying attention to this podcast. But again, let your mind free, let it do its thing. And then set your intention. You intend to use your money to create a better life for yourself and for others. You're going to invest it wisely. You're going to make it grow. You're going to be generous with your money. You're going to help others in need. you know, that is your intention. This is why you're asking for what you're asking. This is why you're putting it out in the universe. And then what are you going to do to basically make this contract, you know, make it work? You know, you're going to take the action steps. You know, it's, you know, I'm going to make, or I'm going to take, I will take steps to manifest my financial success. I will set goals and work towards them. I will be patient and persistent. I will believe in myself and my ability to achieve my goals. You know, that is what you're going to do. So if you hold up your end of the bargain, then boom, the universe is going to hook you up. And then we come to the conclusion of the spell. You know, I am grateful for the financial success that is coming to me. I know I deserve it. I'm ready to receive it. I'm open to all the good the universe has to offer. And with the spell, I believe it. So mote it be. Boom. Signed, stamped, sealed, delivered, and we're done. Okay. Now, let's get into the more complex version of the spell. So what I'm going to do here, this one I did not break down. And this one, again, this is 100% old school. This is like straight out of the 17th century Salem witch trials. You know, this is, again, this is fake and rhyme. This is for, yeah, I would say, if you were going to just go with my spell and not have to work and write one of your own, I say roll with this. If you want to tweak it, tweak my, again, all the words and everything that I give you, it is yours to use. So use it for what you will. Hopefully you're going to use it for good, because again, remember, it's going to come back to you threefold. But this is, you know, this is one of my gifts to you. Like, you are free to use my spell, and make it your own. So here is the, you know, if you found it in the Charm Book of Shadows, this is that version of it. And yes, I have to be all sorts of dramatic while I'm doing this. So here is the full version of the money spell. I call upon the ancient magic of the universe to bring me financial success and abundance. I open my heart and mind to receive the wealth that is rightfully mine and for us. I am a magnet for money, and it flows to me like a river. I am grateful for the abundance of my life, and I know this is only a sliver. I am prosperous, I am successful, I am abundant, I am resourceful. Money comes to me in all forms, and I use it wise and generously. I am a good steward of my money, and I make it grow and invest it wisely. I am generous with my money, I help others in need and make the world a better place. I am grateful for the gifts that I have been given, and I know more is coming to fill the space. I am open to receiving all that the universe has to offer, and I know that I am worthy of financial success. I am a magnet for money. Money flows to me like a river from success and in excess. I am grateful for the abundance of my life, and I know it will only grow. The universe is watching me, and never will it slow. I am a financial alchemist. I turn my dreams into reality. I am a master of my finances, and I create wealth and stability. I am a money magnet. I attract money from all directions. With this income comes great power, and I use it for good intentions. I am a money magnet. I am a money magnet. I am a money magnet. So mote it be. Okay, so I had way more fun recording that than I really should have. But anyway, so that is the full version of the money spell. And the one thing that I just kind of wanted to go over real quick at the end, I always, and I guess I really shouldn't say always, but it's one of those things where sometimes I do it and sometimes I don't. I know that I use the metaphor for a magnet a lot. And I feel like as I was going through it, if you heard me like stop and stutter, it was one of those things where like I was kind of rereading it as I was kind of saying it, and I'm like, you know, did I use the word magnet like one too many times here? And I kind of feel like I did, but you know, it is what it is. I'm sticking with it. But sometimes like I will do like a triple affirmation at the end. So I kind of like the money magnet, since that was basically the theme. So, you know, like I said, sometimes I'll do the triple affirmation thing. Sometimes I won't. It just kind of, you know, depends on which it is. But you know, you just kind of got to roll with it. All right. So here is the magic moment. So I am going to be all dramatic again, and I'm probably going to throw some music behind this. But I'm also probably not, because I'm just feeling lazy at this point. So this is basically what you need to do. So first, you are going to, you know, cast a circle. You are going to, once you find that circle, you obviously want to do it in a quiet place where you're not going to be disturbed. You want to sit in the center of the circle, and then you want to start counting yourself down to your magical mindset. Again, just a quick review. Some people, you want to visualize the numbers in your head going from 12 down to 1. Put yourself in that meditative mindset. Or if you're going for a magical mindset, we go 13 to 1. It just kind of all depends. If you're using your main candle, you want to have that lit before you cast your circle. But if you're using just one candle, this would be the time to light it. And now you want to write your intention. So write down the spell, write down any other intentions or your own spell. Again, be specific and clear about what you want to achieve. Like I said, if you're going to use my words, this would be the time that that you would want to be like writing them down. You want to have the crystals in your hand, and you want to place them on the paper. Then you basically want to take the rosemary, lavender, and basil, and you want to hold it in your hand. Kind of take a couple deep breaths for three. You want to inhale the scent. Take the time to notice when you're, because you're going to have a mix of the three together. Take the time to really notice the scent each time. Notice the smells. See if you notice anything different. Notice anything that's going to guide you. And if you want to get into like anointing the candles or the crystals, this would be the time to go ahead and do that. Otherwise, I would just go ahead and kind of sprinkle the herbs over the paper, maybe even over the crystals. We'll get into spell anointing, or I'm sorry, we'll get into like candle anointing and spell anointing at a later time. That's a little bit more advanced magic, so I'm gonna kind of leave it with if you want to do your own research and you want to go ahead and do it, go ahead. But if you kind of just want to follow along and kind of let this be like a little guide stone, just kind of put a pin in it and do the simple version for now. It released the simple version of this part. Like I said, we'll talk about anointing in a future episode. And while you're doing all this, after you have it written, you have the paper down, the crystals are on top of it, the herbs are on top of it. Close your eyes and visualize yourself at the end. You're already at the end. You want to see yourself already achieving the goal. So, did you already get that promotion? Did you get that raise? Did you start your own business? Did you hit the lottery? Whatever it is, and not just visualize it, but feel it. Feel the excitement, feel the confidence, feel the knowing that you're on the right track. And then that's when you cast the spell. Pick up the paper, or if you have set it up in a way that you can read it while it is, sitting in front of you or on your altar, go ahead and do it that way. However you want to cast it, go ahead and cast it. After you are done, I recommend this following affirmation. I would say, I am successful, wealthy, and protected in my work. I am open to new opportunities, and I am confident in my abilities. I am surrounded by positive energy. I am attracting abundance into my life. I would say that affirmation three times, and then I would again, spend a little bit of time focusing and meditating on the affirmation. Just, really kind of noticing, how you feel afterwards, seeing if there's any differences, any changes that you think you need to make. Do you need to pivot at this point? Because sometimes you do. It just kind of all depends. Go where you're guided. If you have a work bag, or if you want to take the crystals to say like your actual workspace, this would be the time that you want to move them. So you want to, either if you're going to put them in like your work bag, then I would go ahead and do that at this time. If you're going to be transporting them to work, then I would close the circle at this point. So then, close the circle. Basically the spell has been cast. The stones are in your bag. You're going to carry them on your person. Or, if you're going to wear them as a talisman, and you need, like stones, hint, hint, we sell them in our ethereal path shop, just saying. But if you want to wear them as talismans, or if you want to swap them in and out, depending on the color of the day, by all means, you do whatever is going to feel right for you. If you are going to use them, like you're going to take the crystals and basically put them in your workspace, when you get there, take a moment to connect yourself to those crystals, the energy of your spell, and your workplace. once again, take a moment to visualize achieving your goals. Feel like you've already won, and then put the crystals wherever you're going to put in your workspace. So again, right before the movement of the crystals, that's probably when I would close the spell. I would close the spell. I would close, or I would at least close my circle. And basically send it off into the universe. And what's going to happen is going to happen. So there it is. That is one big motherfucking crash course. Good Lord, I feel like I am exhausted, and I'm actually going to be doing the spell in like 2 days. It's like I'm like totally wiped. But anyway, so hopefully you try the spell under the light of the new moon, like I said, which again is going to be on Wednesday, and hopefully you will see it manifest some financial success or some business success into your life. And again, feel free to use my words verbatim. Feel free to tweak them. Feel free to say, fuck it, you're an idiot, this is not what I want, and I'm out, or do whatever you want. But this is, again, this is where it gets deeply personal. This is where it becomes all about what you're gonna do. So like I said, I'm gonna leave you with a little bit of teaser that like, and I already kind of said, basically I'm thinking my next episode I'm gonna be doing like Wiccan 2023. Basically it's gonna be, how is Wicca merging with, the technology of today versus the 17th century, with, using AI technology to write spells, using electronic books of shadows. We've covered about that, we've talked about that in the past. So that's really we're going to be what the next episode is going to be about. So I hope you guys have been enjoying. We're going to pivot a little bit, like I said, take on a new topic, and then we'll probably get back into some more spell and meditative work. But hopefully you guys are enjoying your sophomore year, and on that note, I am going to peace out. So blessed be. I hope the spell brings you financial success, and I will talk to you next week. Xander is out. The Ethereal Path podcast is hosted by me, Xander, and is owned by Ethereal Path LLC. The show is recorded, produced, and hosted on Spotify for Podcasters. You can find us on the web at www.ethereal-path.com. Don't forget that dash, it's super important. We're on Facebook and Instagram as Ethereal Path, and on Twitter as at @EtherealPathPGH. This is also our email address, etherealpath@gmail.com. Our DMs are open on all of our platforms. The Ethereal Path podcast can be found on all major podcasting platforms such as Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, and all other major podcasting platforms. Our Etsy shop can be found under Ethereal Path PGH. Links can be found below and on our website. As always, be sure to like, subscribe, and turn on your notifications. Every one of those clicks makes a huge difference. Thank you for listening, and blessed be.